up in the Dumbo, smoking a gumbo. Few blocks before green, yeah, up in the jungle, coking the bundles. It's history in the making. I'm popping like fish to the grease in the bacon. My bitch is Jamaican. United we stand, dividing these bands. They hiding their hands. I'm riding in vans, slide through your land. Hopping the sprinters, tour of the underworld, popping the Minta. Land of the turtles, I'm popping that splinter. Watching the snowfall, dropping the winter. Dodging the pitfalls, watching this bitch fall. And I still manage like Rich Paul. The paper was calling, I had to go switch calls. I spoke to my twin, I told my young boys I'd never be broken again. Invoking the gins, spitting the spirits, I'm soaking the gin. Your man's in the woods, we smoking on him. Fuck do you mean? We upping and squeeze, tucking and leave, we leaving a stain. Fuck a Febreze, running the banks, causing a crash and feather the feds. Morris the fashion, whores we was smashing, kicking the door, waving for force, it was blasting. Mother the gas and loving the passion. Eat on your food, the brother was fasting. The weapon it formed against me was me. Perfected the storm as Bentley receipts. Washing the binges, we rinse and repeat. Sanctuary of self, I'm centered on me. Red as the pillar, I'm pushing the piece. Higher the level, I'm pushing the keys. They going for 19. The summer is mine, I'm going for 19. Thunder and lightning flooded the bright lane. The hunger was biting, hunger was biting, biting. They hide in their hands, I'm riding in vans, slide through your land. Hopping the sprinters, tour of the underworld, popping the Minta. Land of the turtles, I'm popping that splinter. Watching the snowfall, dropping the winter. Dodging the pitfalls, watching this bitch fall. And I still manage like Rich Paul. The paper was calling, I had to go switch calls. I spoke to my twin, I told my young boys I'd never be broken again. Invoking the gins, spitting the spirits, I'm soaking the gin. Your man's in the woods, we smoking on him. Fuck do you mean? We upping and squeeze, tucking and leave, we leaving a stain. Fuck a Febreze. Running the banks, causing a crashing, feather the feds, Morris the fashion, whores we was smashing, kicking the door, waving for force, it was blasting, mother the gassing, loving the passion, eat on your food, the brother was fasting. The weapon it formed against me was me, perfected the storm as Bentley receipts, washing the binges, we rinse and repeat, sanctuary of self, I'm centered on me, red as the pillar, I'm pushing the peace. Higher the level, I'm pushing the keys. They going for 19. The summer is mine, I'm going for 19. Thunder and lightning flooded the bright lane. The hunger was biting, hunger was biting, biting.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Melanin Mondays, episode 249. You are now rocking with the best. Yes, this is your host for the evening, Brother Red Pillar. Soon to be joined by the Blue Pillar. As a matter of fact, let's waste no time and go ahead and open up to the line to the young god, Blue Pillar in the building.
I'm still writing my verse.
Come on. I need you on that. I need you on that. Yeah. I need more bop on that right there. You know what I'm talking about?
My joint right there.
Yeah, that's my joint too, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the family in the building. Peace to everybody in the building. Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Peace.
Peace. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. Always good to see y'all. Let's go ahead and jump right into the roll call. Get this thing going. You dig? Let's see who's in the building. All right. So he said, who's letting me get a feature? Yeah, let's do it. Well, we got Harlem is in the building. It's always good to open it up with that stamp from the hometown and whatnot. When I see Harlem, I know that it's always a classic show when Harlem shows up in front of the Baltimore in the building. B-more. Yes, always love from B-more. If there's one thing that's always consistent with B-more, is there's always love. Cali is in the building. You know what I mean? From San Fran to Oakland to L.A., Cali, man. Vegas, the same way. The Carolinas, the
same way. Bay Area, back down.
Yeah, Bay Area, back. Yo, Colorado in the building. Shout out to Colorado. Yeah, remember Blue, Colorado, man.
Colorado.
Early in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colorado. Philly in the building. Shout out to Philly.
Always shout out to Philly.
Always shout out to Philly. And
Crystal Cookout.
Yeah.
Philly. Shout out to the whole Philly family. We'll be there soon.
Yep. Shout out to Ross Ben. You know what I'm talking about? Washington.
Homer. Shout out. Washington. That's still on the list.
Yes. I mean, yes.
That's still on the list.
Indeed. DMV.
Oh, right. DMV.
Louisville. Brooklyn.
Always.
Bleh. You know what I'm talking about? NC, Tampa, Seattle, Nevada. We see y'all, man. Shout out to everybody. Clayton County.
Clayton County.
That's right. Yeah. Louisiana. Michigan.
Michigan.
Go and get your gun. Bleh. Coming out of Michigan. Straight out of Michigan. All right. So, yeah, man. Family is in the building. You know what I'm talking about? Salute to everybody. Great to have y'all here. It is not too late of a late show, but, you know, this is going to be that late night show. Shout out to my peoples on the West Coast. You know what I mean? Y'all just getting off of work and whatnot.
It is this.
It's the wind down.
For them, it's the wind down.
They cracking that 40 around now, right? Exactly. Right around now.
They cracking that cold brew.
That cold one.
Kicking their shoes off like, all right.
Either that prune juice or that 40. Yeah.
Yes, it was good, man.
Man, it is so much things going on.
It is.
So many things taking place in this arena, or what we would call this theater. The last time we got up was on Brother Rich's show.
Yes.
On Saturday, we had a nice Saturday night live cook-up. Shout out to Black Magic 363. Shout out to Brother Magic. Rich. Yeah, that was a very interesting conversation.
Yes.
Well, as always, the minute that the conversation ended, it did not wait. But for one, I promise you, it may be 5 minutes after I press end on the phone. Do I turn around and I might have went right on my phone and an article popped up. And it just was a continuing of this conversation. Like it doesn't stop. You know, I believe this article that popped up was that Disney was slowing down on their acquisitions or their what they call their IP.
Yes.
Of their Disney, of their Marvel and their Star Wars intellectual property,
right?
There's the oversaturation of it, and the last few Marvel projects have been a dud, metrics wise. You
right.
know, they've been trying to push it. Somebody's been able to push it through, but the stockholders and everybody are getting nervous.
When you post revenue like they did for Infinity Wars, let's say. You know what I'm saying? Those big 10 events that they did.
Right.
The way that a company works, you have to match that. You know what I'm saying? Your stakeholders want you to increase the next year. So you have to have a release schedule that rivals that. And I think the Chadwick piece just disrupted the whole program because they were supposed to skip that stone off of the water. Black Panther
right.
was supposed to compensate and if not equal, do more than the first one. I mean, that's the only way the budgets work. That's the only way the projections right. work, say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they could not have accounted that it would probably do 1/4 of what the first one did. And then you don't have a strong setup. And then you get Quantumania, you get Guardians of the Galaxy, and nothing is charting. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is doing its numbers. I don't think Spider-Man did its numbers like that.
Well, so, you got that. Yeah, they caught the Jonathan Majors controversy.
Oh, and yeah, then they got hit with that, right?
And the story is the build out for him.
And the story was built out around him. You feel me? So projection wise, your 10-year projection is somewhat tainted. You feel me? Because once again, there's a canary in the gold mine, so in the coal mine. And
right.
how do you, so they looked at the, they like, when we bet on you niggas, Chadwick and Jonathan Majors, you feel me? They left hole in the bag where they can't compensate. They can't build their franchise around these ghost actors that, whether he, you know, comes out of the situation, he's still damn as good. But even on top of that, they're not able just to produce a product that is competing, because you have to understand that in 2020, as I mentioned, Disney took a 90% hit on revenue based on their, they was, the way that their business is set up, they're allowed to take losses on their movies because it's, the revenue is compensated from the theme parks.
From the theme park, right.
Yeah, that was paying the bills. So they was able to pivot and launch Disney Plus in 2020. And that's the only thing that was paying the bills, because Hollywood was shut down, right?
Right.
And then the parks were shut down. You feel me? And then they got into this shit in Florida with DeSantis, where he's disrupting, the parks can't get back on track.
Right.
Right? So all of this press is coming from all the sides, and they're now they're talking about offloading. You just seen what happened with ESPN. Now they're talking about offloading ABC and them.
Right.
You feel me? So you're looking, then they're tied to the people, you know what I mean? The situations that are situating. So they tie in even to the Sounds of Freedom, because originally, they acquired the company and acquired the film. I guess, you know, they was doing like the artists do. I'm going to buy your label to shelf your artists.
Right.
Yeah, nigga that I don't like, I'm going to sign up to my management, and he ain't never going to get a promo push. You've seen them do that in hip hop recently. Right. So it was the same thing that they attempted to do with the movie. The movie was shot in 2018.
And it came out already, right? It was shot. And did it come out? Because to my understanding, they were saying that the movie, it had been done.
But
it just never got a release date.
Acquired the company, the production company, I believe, that finished it, and they shelved them.
Okay.
And then I think somebody came and grabbed it, right? Bought it up and bought it from them and got the rights to release it. And now it's doing its numbers.
Right.
So an $18.7 million production has already turned around $88+ million.
It's knocking on 100.
Yeah, it's knocking on the door of 100 mil. So it is the summer sizzler. It's undeniable, but this is not the story that they want the people to be talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's gonna spill into politics. It's probably gonna, you know what I'm saying, impact this election, hopefully, because it ties directly into that vein. And you know who we talk about, right? Because the conversation shifts around the Clintons. Because
it's a collision course,
it
can happen if steered properly. Yeah,
so it goes down as one of the most controversial films, because the controversy around it will never die down. It's so many moving pieces dealing with this particular film, you know what I'm saying, and the implications for breaking through. And the fact that people are going to call it control opposition, and then the other people are going to be like, nah, it's the one that they scared of.
Right.
So you got to watch it, because, it's going to determine, you feel me, with the future of this conversation, the way that it pivots and how serious is being taken. Hold on, you know, same way that they jump in front of disclosure. It's the same way that they're getting ready to jump in front of this, and the people investigating it will be the same ones involved.
Right. Right.
Bro, they call it Operation Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
And they replaced it where now he is the Harriet Tubman.
The Harriet Tubman, right.
In the production studio that is pushing this is called Angel Studio. And even though Hollywood might have caught a flat, they're still getting bypassed on the road by an electric vehicle, because they had the gas guzzler, right? They're the old world model. So this new independent models come in, this electrical vehicle, but still inside of it is the white savior.
Right, that same trope still exists.
Jesus, yeah, this is still a Jesus film.
Yeah, I mean, the disruption on that level, I don't think what happened at the front door is when the vehicle gets inside the building. Then, you know, eventually we'll get a film that's produced and written the right way to give us what we really need. And then that could be multiplied 100 times.
I mean, yeah, you know, like I said, I saw the movie. It definitely does its job in terms of giving you a direct narrative of, you know, the underworld that consists of child trafficking. And you know what I'm saying? It's extensive.
And right.
Yeah, and it was a tugged at the heart. You know what I'm saying? It was an emotional
tugging at the heartstrings because children are involved, so I'm sure that they're hitting in the heart chakra, and they're gonna get people riled up.
Yeah, and that's why it's a word of mouth film.
Even though I can't put faith in anything that I don't have my hands directly into, and I know it could be a part of a propaganda campaign about opening up the Pandora's box to begin to radicalize the right to want to become violent against the traffickers and the people who are endangering children, right? Mm-hmm. It's a Pandora's box. However, no action, right, is the worst action.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see action coming from melanated people anytime soon. So the fact that the right is being radicalized and they're known to pop off, right? They're known to hop, right? They're known to react. They're known to take things and bring it into the realm of physicality. Rednecks, trailer trash, Republicans, far right, QAnons, you know, they're being galvanized once again to say, you know what, for this culture war that's brewing / civil war, it's another iron in the rod, because of course they're tying in the people who are responsible for trafficking children with the same people that are in the front pushing the agenda that they had to boycott Budweiser and Target for.
Mm-hmm.
So I just see more connections leading to what we already predicted as the Civil War, because right now, as we speak, there is a culture war not brewing. The culture war has already been in effect, and it's taking place within the borders of the United States of America. And the far right is launching an economic war, because it's the economic war on Budweiser. The other candlestick to that is the fact that they could push a movie to 100 million off word of mouth. They're beginning to show their numbers economically, and somebody has to pay attention. They got billionaires on that side. And if I'm catching it, then I'm sure somebody else is. That you know, even with not an identifiable strong leader, like they don't have a figurehead like that, it's somewhat splintered. But even the splintered figureheads are strongmen to the point where they be like, "Yo, we pushing back. Let's go." And they and the people are galvanized, and they know their audience. They like red meat. You feel me? The same way that the Democrats know their audience. They got a mob on that side too. That's fanatical.
Mm-hmm.
So as the temperature around the planet heats up, as the sun begins to heat up, then the people as well, as above, so below. You're beginning to see segments and pockets of people catch a fire, you know, and save these children. And let's not be so pompous that we take the focus of the hundreds of thousands of missing people off the table. It deserves as much attention as a lot of the frivolous topics that people are indulging in and giving it a lot of their brain power and their time, you feel me, and their resources, you know.
Yeah,
I think that's lightening up the hard work right there, Blue. I think that's great community service. I think that's the highest form of spiritual work and religious work that one can embark upon, you know, just as a citizen, if you say that you want to make a change. Instead of putting on fatigues and going to fight in the Ukraine or some unjust type of campaign that you don't have any idea of, you know, you going to fight against the Wagner group and whatnot to protect the rights of Charles Schwab and them. When you could get on, you could go with Dog the Bounty Hunter, and you know, and Kid Rock and them niggas, and rescue these children. You know,
yeah.
A lot of things in the UK are coming out about people in high positions over there in the media, and that rat line,
the BBC scandal.
Yeah. Oh man,
that. I said, if you've been keeping up with that, you know what I'm saying? If not, I'll summarize for the family. There was a head BBC reporter, you know, I guess like an Anderson Cooper on their side.
Right.
A older dude, and he was hitting them. Yeah, during C-19 when the lockdown was going on. When he was taking private trips. Go see a youth, yeah. Going against all of the regulations, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Attempting to make contact with a little boy, and you know, was sending the text messages and all of that, you know what I mean? So they pretty much
got him in the bag.
Right. But you know, his organization and his countrymen came to his defense and said that he was mentally ill and he needs treatment, show some compassion. You know what I'm saying? You know, they start reading their resume. You feel me? Because right. Again, you go into the people who's gang to actually be the prosecution for these people, and they're all in high places practicing nepotism. Right. So if they're practicing nepotism, or they carry through like a lodge mentality, they all belong to a fraternal order, and that's the fraternal order.
And open to protect them.
Of doing dirty shit at, you know what I'm saying, in the dark. It right. goes against their personal image, not even to knock the, you know what I mean? It's just the fact that they position themselves to be one way and do one thing, and they're doing something totally different, and then being hypocritical to appear to uphold law and speak in public against things, but the person standing next to you, you know what I'm saying, they got dirt on their hand, but they get a pass, and, you know, once again, they're just working their people over so they can slide this person through the cracks and then turn a new leaf and hope the people forget or something. You know how they do, but you know, this it seems like it's a conversation, like I said, it's gonna heat up in the political season because of the things that you just mentioned. You know what I'm saying? The conservatives, you know, if Trump is the candidate, I can't really foresee who the replacement might be and what their talking points are. But,
right.
You know, they got to get in the mud. And they got a mudsling.
So DeSantis is a no-go on that side? It shouldn't take off?
Sinking right now. Nah, it didn't take off. You got money issues, they saying. And the establishment wasn't necessarily going for him. So, yeah, they looking towards Iowa. I think Iowa is in January. And that would be the first indicator based on who could
right, gets out of Iowa. Tests.
So, yeah, they're speaking about replacing him as the secondary favorite with Tim Scott, who is the brother out of South Carolina. And right. his campaign is built by biblical morality. So he's standing on the square.
on a He's square, right? On a
square of turning shit back to traditional normalcy, uprightness. You feel me? He's talking that talk, Family. But it's from a biblical, from a Christian slant. You know what I mean? And it's from Republicans, so people might be offset like that. But he's going to come as a moral authority. He's going to come as the moral police. And right. Yeah, more than likely, he might highlight and point out the Democrats' connection and relationship to things that, of course, I mean, that's going to be his target. It's going to be the gender war. It's going to be, you know, the family dynamic and everything else is taking place. They're battling for the soul and the spirit of America.
Right.
They're not going to leave nothing off the table. They're going to talk Bud Light. They're going to talk it all. That is how they're going to, the anti-woke campaign is going to be the presidential race of 24. You feel me?
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. And I feel, you know, not that I feel, I know that's already, that's orchestrated as a global campaign, because global governments are going, their whole political push is anti-woke, especially the countries that line up as nationalist conservatives and things of that nature. That's the platform all taken. And nobody still knows what's going on in France, huh?
Right. Yeah, they kind of, you know.
See how quick shit could just slip from underneath people's, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
it ain't on social, right?
They stopped talking about Kiki, but they shifted to another woman to talk about. Look, niggas got mad time on their hand. If there's nothing else that I know, just from this year alone, the amount of disposable time that niggas possess to
it's crazy.
To give towards foolish shit. You know what I'm saying? And every week it's a woman replacing a woman, replacing a woman in these dog days.
Got time today.
And the issue is going to be the bitch question is going to, slide. It's going to go all through the dog day. Let me share my
Yeah. You got a screen that you wanted to share? You got a screen share?
Nah.
Oh, you're talking about let me share it though.
Okay. No, I said, let me save my bars.
Oh, let you save your bars. Oh, yeah. Oh, you clipping the L. Oh,
clipping the L. Like,
oh, you try to ash like, the L on the. Oh, okay.
Out.
My man's in a...
No, my shit is gentle. Yeah, I'm painting a picture for this lecture. I'm gonna lay it out. I can show you better than I could tell you, but I just give you a forewarning. Yeah. You know, just look at the connection and the correlations. Nothing I say don't have a correspondent to it. I ain't going to open my mouth and speak on something if I don't have receipts.
Oh, of course. So, I already know, bro.
Yeah.
It's, oh, without saying.
That's what it is. You know, we're witnessing something that's cosmic, so why should you even be... How could you be caught off guard? Right? It is what it is. It's like everything is what it's supposed to be doing right now. It's just at an extreme. Yeah. But the sooner that you bear witness to it, you know what I'm saying? And are able to make sense of it and put it in its proper perspective, then it'll attempt to I ain't gonna say it's gonna abate itself. It's not. You know what I'm saying? The shit is going to get intense. And it's going to get more intense. You feel me? It's going to get more intense. It's going to heat up. And, man, you know, the backdrop of Hollywood being such an integral piece and component right now is so illmatic. You know what I'm saying? It's so illmatic. You know, especially, again, like I said, my observation of this six-year window from 2017, when Hollywood started initially losing its luster and its power after Harvey Weinstein, once again, who opens the Pandora box. But the Pandora box of Harvey Weinstein, because nobody makes the connection, right? Or they hadn't drilled it home enough to be like, damn, just 2 years earlier in 2015, we were dealing with Podesta and the Clintons. Mm-hmm. And then here goes Weinstein. Why did they not go back, revisit that conversation and open that case? If Weinstein is implicated and he's, you know what I'm saying, then he was the central integral piece because he's the Democratic bag person. Every time they do fundraisers, the Clintons use him in Hollywood to do all of the Democrat. He does the presidential fundraisers.
Right.
You can't be a presidential candidate and go to Hollywood and get the bag. You had to go through Harvey Weinstein, who was the Democratic bag man. But his closest relationship was to the Clintons.
Right.
And then do you just, you know what I'm saying? You could tie in Epstein and you could tie in Weinstein. The Steens. And then the Steens
Weinstein. We got Epstein. Damn. And then they tie that one together.
What was that Steen? What's the name of that company that got the RICO?
That's Sheen.
Sheen.
Epstein. Yeah. It's the Steen team.
Steens and the Sheens, right? So yeah, man, this shit is super observable if you can see it. You know what I'm saying? It's very clear for those who have eyes, and for those who don't, come to American God 7 and we're gonna lay it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna walk you through it step by step. You know, and then you disprove it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? For the And for the family out there who may not be aware of what me and Blue got cooking on the stove and whatnot, next Tuesday on 777 at 7 p.m. on Zoom, me and the God are going to reunite. All right. We came together for part 6 of American Gods, and we were with our Kibalon.
Yes, indeed.
That right there was a classic, huh?
I said, yes, indeed.
Yeah, that was a classic right there. That, okay, boom. There you go. American Gods 5, 21 Savage. All right. There you go. American Gods. So we did this right here, right? This was a minute ago. This is a classic, you know what I mean? For all of my Patreons, as a matter of fact, I will be uploading this lecture tonight. So that will be available for my Patreon members. You get to rock out and watch what we did. Look, this is Pillar Prophecies all throughout this lecture. This was done in 21 Savage, mm-hmm. 21. So we're going to follow up. As things come full circle, right, with Dog Days Decoded, American Gods, the 7, right? Because, yeah, number 7 on 777, red and the blue, okay? Tickets tonight, you're going to get the early bird special. For anybody to get your tickets tonight, you'll get them at the early bird price. Tomorrow, prices go back and they go up. KTL University, the lecture will be recorded. It will be available for replay. We're going to go into the hours. You know how we do. We're going to be cooking. I got a whole pot full of gumbo for y'all. And I know Blue got his clip loaded up. So tap in with us. We are going to break this shit down. Too much stuff has been going down. And it needs to be put in its proper context.
Facts. If you was there for Quantum Quickening, you know all prophecy. You know what I'm saying? Everything that was laid out has showed and proved. If you was there for Winning Rome, as you should know, 4 days after that, the denunciation of the doctrine of discovery, unprecedented. You tell me. Like I said, yes, it's the burden is on you to disprove it.
Right.
Because it definitely happened. You know what I'm saying? And it was definitely called upon at the end of the lecture. We said, this is what needs to happen. And it happened 44 days after. And the nigga ended up in the hospital at the same time.
Right. He tippy-toeing.
So I mean, you know what I mean? I would not miss this one because it's going to be heavyweight pillar prophecies. We're laying it out. We're bringing it full circle. We're making it plain. Showing you what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 23 is like 2020. There's so much shit going on this year that we got to document it. We gotta kick out more than two lectures this year. You know what I mean? Like we gotta be more responsible.
Right. The beauty of this is that it's on the 1 year anniversary after the Pope got his head knocked off when he went to Canada and they crowned him with the big chief, right? Who's the Super Bowl champs this year? Huh?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Come on now.
Yeah, talk your shit, bro. Beef up.
As we did our Super Bowl breakdown this year, and we walked you through the whole arrangement and showed you how this shit ties into Rome. To the T.
Yes.
All the way down to the last game between the U.S., which is the Eagles, and the indigenous, you know, chiefs of the land. And the chiefs came out on top. Are you standing on your chief? You feel me? Are you moving through the land as chiefs and chieftesses? High priestesses and chieftesses?
And chieftesses and high priestresses.
So, I'm going to throw it. Hold on. So it's a different day. It's a different time. And nature showing you the receipts to show and prove that. You got the quantum shift that took place on 7/13, Father's Day, documented, right? And you got the hottest months on record with Cerberus, the three-headed dog, breathing down the neck of Europe while a sand cloud is coming from the continent over a heat dome that's already here. You feel me? And it's the hottest. They said they're about to register the hottest temperature ever registered, and it's coming from Death Valley.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Son. Super facts. All kind of death talk.
They said the corona maximum is going to reach here 3 years, not 11. What did I tell you the sun told me on December 21st, 2019? We're going to drill this home.
It's going to take 3 years to come. To reach.
And that's not what it told me. It said that it's going to get unprecedentedly hot. It's going to turn up. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to activate inside of the bodies of melanated people, in particular children of the sun. It's going to return us to our golden age.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Jubilee. The age of the sun is upon us, yes. But it's going to magnify itself way quicker than an 11-year a pillar period. It's going to come before that. And we want you to help us accelerate it, coin this term and make it known and write this book and get this information out. And I did all of that. We wrote the book. I just didn't get it out yet. But we've been disseminating the information every opportunity that we get. Shout out to Kibalon, you know what I'm saying, with his algorithmic programming as evidence that the sun communicates direct, concise communications. We are having convos with the cosmos. You don't need the book when, you know what I'm saying? You got the chapter and verse right in front of you. It's being laid out.
On IG, real time.
It's once again, disprove it. Let's deal with the scientific method of this shit at this point, to call it what it is. Disprove it. Disprove the law of 44. Why don't you at this point? You can't. Yo, why they show, when they showed the weather in Europe to signify that it was the hottest, in Europe, why they use 44 Celsius? I got the articles. Like,
yeah, they did.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, fancy.
Matter of fact, let me do this real quick. Because you brought up the whole thing about Europe and the heat wave. Let me share my screen and show and prove what we're talking about. Boom.
Yeah. And again, yeah, not to be disrespectful to the sun, because we have a symbiotic relationship with it, but it's not greater than you. You know what I'm saying? It's not such a magnanimous thing to be like, yeah, we have communication, clear communication with it. And you know, it's giving us the T. It's a transmitter. It has to submit to mama. It's my son. Mama's behind it. The my son, the my behind it is Sirius. That's the fucking Masonic secret, and you are children of that. But you're also the parents of it.
Right. Cerberus. Why is Europe's latest heat wave called Cerberus? Am I pronouncing that right?
Cerberus.
Cerberus.
Yes.
That's
no. How they say Cerberus.
That's not how it's spelled.
It don't matter. Just I like how Cerberus sounds. Let's go.
Why is Europe's latest heat wave called Cerberus? It's complicated. Cerberus, an unofficial name for the current European heat wave, has gone viral, but some meteorologists find it sensationalistic and worry it won't help people take extreme weather seriously. Right? If you're at all aware of the heat wave baking southern Europe right now, you will have heard people referring to it as Cerberus, a moniker that invokes the fearsome three-headed dog of Greek mythology. In Dante's Inferno and the classics that inspired it, Cerberus is a monster associated with the underworld. Multiple reports about the blistering heat wave, which has surpassed temperatures up to around 40 degrees Celsius, around 44 degrees Celsius, 104 degrees Fahrenheit in Spain, Italy, Greece, and other Moorish countries.
44 degrees Celsius equals 111 degrees Fahrenheit, by the way. Continue.
Yes. Spain, Italy, Greece, and other countries have cited the Italian Meteorological Society as the institution that chose the name Cerberus for this dangerous weather event. But there's a problem. The society had nothing to do with the heat wave dramatic christening. The name is unofficial, and we absolutely don't use it, said Luca Mercalli, the society's president, adding that he finds it somewhat sensationalistic. The name was actually chosen by Italian weather website El Meteo specifically for the anti-cyclone or high-pressure region currently subjected southern Europe to extreme heat, a fact confirmed to Wired. Okay. It said, El Mito's habit of naming anti-cyclones after mythological figures is the reason the heat wave that struck Europe in 2017 became widely referred to as Lucifer, a name for the planet Venus in Roman folklore that also came to be used for the devil in Christian tradition.
Now, what did I tell you?
This was 2017, huh?
Thank you. That's, what did I tell you this was connected to?
Yes, 17.
Thank you. So here, in October, let me tell you real quick, in October of 2017, when they was having this heat wave, a hurricane hit Europe. It hit London.
Right, out of nowhere.
It caused the orange sky.
Hmm.
Over there. Right? Hurricane Lorraine or something like that it was called. I got to look in my notes again. Okay. But this happened in London during this period, or right after this period in October of 2017. Continue. Oh yeah, in October of 2017, that was the last time that they had the sun was awake. The last time that the sun showed like solar flares, and this was during his solar minimum, right?
Right.
The next time that the sun woke up was on May 25th, 2020, the day of it was a Friday. That was the day of the riot started with the George Floyd in the U.S. I was in Atlanta downtown. That's the day that they tore up CNN and put the cars on fire outside and then tore up Buckhead running down Lenox Ave.
Right.
That was that day. And that was the day that the solar flare hit and the sun woke up. And that kind of like effectively started the solar maximum season. That's the shit that I was programmed and, you know, forewarned about.
Right. You were already talking about it. You were
telling everybody, wait on these solar flares to come. It's going to be the solar activation. It's going to start the corona rising.
Right. So check this out.
And hold on. And what happened? Did it not break C-19 when it hit? Was the people not outside in the millions and the multitudes? Did they not sidestep the program?
They wasn't wearing no masks. Nope. Huh? They wasn't even talking about it during the George Floyd thing. That shit went away.
Huh?
It's even in the Little Baby song where he be like, "What happened to COVID?"
The feet of melanated people during this time celebrating the Jubilee.
Not only that, Blue, but the Jubilee came in the form of the PPP loan, and they already said it with the article that $200 billion was given out. They made it rain. That was the Jubilee. It's the P, and it was in.
It was
in the form of not only the PPP, but the PPP alone was the biggest they said Jubilee ever. I'm rich, bitch.
2019.
It was the Dave Chappelle. They talking about the Simpsons, things coming true with the Simpsons and the Boondocks. What about the Chappelle Show? What about Living Color?
Come on, man. Continue.
So Cerberus was a gigantic three-headed hound of Hades, which guarded the gates of the underworld and prevented the escape of the shades of the dead. Cerberus was depicted as a three-headed dog with a serpent's tail, a mane of snakes, and a lion's claws. According to some, he had 50 heads. Although this count may have included the serpent's mane. Hercules was sent to fetch Cerberus as one of his 12 labors, a task which he accomplished with the aid of the goddess Hephaestus.
Who?
Persephone.
Yeah, that's a key. That's a key. You know, you got it. That's a key figure in the mythology.
Right.
What did Persephone represent? Right.
Right.
Persephone goes now. This is the story that deals with fall and winter, summer and spring. This is a seasonal story.
Right.
They had to go retrieve Persephone from the underworld.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And bring it back.
Representing, yes, again, that savior force. You know, Hercules would be the sound of freedom going to rescue Persephone.
Right. Is that not?
Right.
Was that not depicted?
Into the South America, under. He had to go into Amenta.
Right. So was that not
Amazon? Yeah.
Slow down, fam. Was that not what Sandman was depicting in Netflix?
In
so many ways, because remember the seasons went away, and he had to go to the bottom.
Yeah, honestly, I still haven't finished it. That's a travesty because it was all about Morpheus.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, like, what are we doing?
Morpheus. Yeah, so I got to.
Yeah, it's a he's Morpheus.
He's Morpheus. Yeah. Sandman is Morpheus.
Yeah, tap in with that. The theme. Family that's out there, the theme that we want to point to is the resurfacing of underworld, the underworld coming above, the resurfacing, the resurfacing of the dead.
Yes, the resurrection.
The resurrection.
The dead, the resurfacing of the underworld to the overworld.
To the overworld. The thinning of the veil.
Yeah.
Portal activity.
In alignment with the astrologics of the times that we're in, because that's what Cancer Leo represents.
Right. Not only that, Blue, but in alignment with the astrological times that we're in, everything is going to be centered around water. Okay? You've heard more about water in these past few months than you've probably heard in a very long time. The focusing on water, the focusing on the ocean, the focusing on the currents.
It's a water year.
Big water year.
It was christened that
Aquarian
because the Way of the Water came out in December of 2022. So as we were going into January, you know what I'm saying? The water was on the minds of everybody because of the lucid 5D, 8D download that they just got. Remember, I had posed a question online, is anybody dreaming of water? Right? And that post went viral because mad people were dreaming of water in a lucid way. And then the water started inundating California after they did the blood moon rituals.
Right. I mean,
they did the Chinese New Year rituals in Lunar Bay and Bay Moon Creek or Bay Moon, right? They had those two shootings.
Right. Starting out this year, starting the Chinese New Year.
Lunar New Year.
Right.
Of the rat of the rabbit. So water, yeah, water was a thing. You know what I'm saying? Water resuscitated, right? Water resurrected and resuscitated California, the West Coast.
That was going through the drought.
Tributaries, yeah, the reservoirs, the rivers.
Right.
You know, and think about Blue Star Kachina and what Blue Star Kachina represents as a herald, as a, you know, when Blue Star Kachina comes back, that's water. Red Star Kachina represents purification.
Fire. The fire, right.
That's what we're seeing in this part of the quote-unquote calendar year.
Right. So this fire from the sky, what people are saying is when the breath of Cerebus breathing is what they call a heat wave, or what meteorologists would tell citizens is a heat wave. But through the lens of the religious and through the lens of the superstitious and through the lens of the mythological over there in Europe, they're looking at the heat wave as Hades coming above ground, or when the dog star is beginning to breathe. That means that that entity, or you know, that that force is now on the planet. Okay, so Hannah Cloak at the University of Reading agrees that heat waves are silent killers and that people often fail to take them as seriously as they should. However, freaking the public out about weather events isn't desirable, she says. On social media, it is easy to find comments from people who are critical of the use of such a scary name. We're going to run out of dangerous monsters quite quickly, says Cloak, arguing that people could become desensitized to this approach. In the longer term, it's not ideal. Simple names, such as those used for storms, may be more useful in helping to raise awareness about a weather event and conveying that protective action is required. We believe a heat wave needs branding and identity, says Kathy Bachman McLeod, director of ArchRock, as she points out that storms and floods are much more visually dramatic than heat events. The World Meteorological Organization does not currently give official names to heat waves, but Bachman McLeod and her colleagues hope that an internationally recognized and standardized system will emerge in the coming years. That's exactly our ambition, she says. Her organization determines whether a heat wave requires a name by using an algorithm that takes into account, listen to this, daytime and nighttime temperatures, cloud cover, humidity, and other factors. If the algorithm shows that there is a major risk to life, for example, a potential 30% increase in overall mortality, the heat wave gets a name. The UK is not currently affected by the heat wave in southern Europe, notes Stephanie Dixon, as the name Cerebrus does not originate from a national Met service. It's not something that we refer to. So they're not going through what the other part of Europe is going through with this heat wave. Okay. They're being able to dodge that. So this is a map in May of May 31st, 2023, okay? This is America right now. When I was in New Orleans, I went live and I was telling the people how hot it was. And that was before the summer solstice. I was like, yo, it's baking out here. Sun is not playing no games, okay? They even said that this current heat wave that's in America is the actual heat wave Cerebrus. And it came over from Europe. Mm. Okay. So these are researchers on heat waves in Europe and the mythology surrounding it. Europe has experienced several heat waves in recent years with record-breaking temperatures and prolonged periods of extreme heat. The most notable heat wave in recent history occurred in 2003. There goes that three again, where temperatures soared to unprecedented levels, resulting in thousands of deaths across the continent. Heat waves in Europe are often associated with the presence of a high pressure system, which traps warm air and prevents it from dissipating. Climate change is believed to be a contributing factor to the increased frequency and intensity of heat waves in Europe, as rising global temperatures lead to more extreme weather events. Heat waves have significant impacts on human health, agriculture, and the environment. Mythology surrounding heat waves. In Greek mythology, heat waves were often associated with the wrath of the gods, particularly Apollo, the god of the sun. It was believed that excessive heat was a punishment for human transgressions. In Norse mythology, heat waves were associated with the fire giant Surtr, who was prophesied to bring about the end of the world, known as Ragnarok. Ragnarok, not Fraggle Rock, Ragnarok. Surtr's presence was said to bring scorching heat and devastation. So that means when he pop out, when he rips out the plastic and he pops out, nigga, then that's when y'all be, you know, that's when niggas start sweating. In Hindu mythology, the sun god Surya was revered and worshipped. Heat waves were seen as a manifestation of Surya's power and were often considered auspicious. In various cultures, heat waves were believed to have supernatural or mystical origins, with some attributing them to the influence of evil spirits or supernatural beings. Heat waves have also been associated with folklore and superstitions, with people resorting to various rituals and charms to ward off the extreme heat and to protect themselves. Overall, heat waves in Europe are a significant climate. Here are 10 of the most severe and impactful heat waves that occurred in Europe. 2003, the European heat wave caused over 70,000 deaths, y'all. Okay, let's talk about it. 70,000 deaths across Europe, especially in France. Lasted about 2 weeks in August 2003. Dog days of summer, right? On a 20-year cycle, right? And here goes France again, right? They just was burning in France. They just was going in flames. The people just rised up. They just, because the people are rising up. The heat wave is inside the people.
And the people.
2018. It's the internal inferno. Mm-hmm. 2018, European heat wave, high temperatures and drought caused wildfires in Greece and crop failures, heat records set in multiple countries. 2022, European heat wave, extreme temperatures exceeded 40 degrees Celsius in places like the UK, wildfires in several countries. 2007, European heat wave, from June to July, led to fires in Greece and deaths across Europe. 2010, European-Russia heat wave caused over 55,000 deaths in Western Russia during July and August 2010. Nigga, that's almost as much as COVID over there. 2015, European heat wave. France, Germany, Spain, and Switzerland saw temperatures exceeding 40 degrees Celsius in early July 1947, European heat wave. A major hot spell affected Central and Western Europe in 1947 during an exceptionally warm summer. That's when the niggas was over there after the war. 1983, European hot heat wave. Heat wave contributed to more than 900 deaths in England alone. All right? So as you can see, it gets real hot out there, but they're saying that this year may be the worst year. All right? Heat waves in Europe have been a recurring phenomenon in recent years, with increasing frequency and intensity. These extreme weather events have significant impacts on human health, agriculture. Africa, being located to the south of Europe, plays a crucial role in influencing the weather patterns and heat waves experienced in Europe. One of the key factors contributing to the occurrence of heat waves in Europe is the transport of warm air masses from Africa. These air masses, originating from the Sahara Desert and other arid regions of Africa, are carried northwards by atmospheric circulation patterns. The phenomenon known as the Saharan Air Layer, SAL, also contributes to the heat waves in Europe. The SAL is a layer of warm, dry, and dusty air that forms over the Sahara Desert and is transported across the Atlantic Ocean towards Europe. This layer of air can have a significant influence on the weather conditions in Europe, including the occurrence of heat waves. In addition to the transport of warm air masses and the SAL, Africa's roles in heat waves in Europe can also be attributed to climate change. Africa is one of the most vulnerable continents to the impacts of climate change, with rising temperatures, changing rainfall form patterns. These changes in Africa's climate can have cascading effects on the weather systems and heat waves experienced in Europe. Furthermore, the impact of heat waves in Europe on Africa should also be considered. As Europe experiences extreme heat, it could lead to changes in atmospheric circulation patterns, which in turn can affect the weather conditions in Africa. This interconnection between Europe and Africa highlights the importance of understanding the roles of both regions in the occurrence and intensity of heat waves. Right. Here's a graph of what the USA is looking like. Okay. So an article from the dude who christened the Cerebus, the name the Cerebus heat wave in Europe. He said, as we all do our best to cope with ferocious summer weather whenever it comes our way, Sanu and his colleagues in El Meteo will be ready with an evocative list of names gleaned from millennia-old myths. At the time of writing, the next anticyclone expected in the coming days threatens to force temperatures to as high as 43 degrees Celsius in Rome, which would be a record. In advance, El Meteo has decided to christen the incoming high pressure event Caronte, or Charon, after the boatman who ferries souls to the Greek underworld where only the dead may enter. Come on, man. So, see what kind of sorcery they playing with?
What did I tell you when I was breaking down with the gates of men?
Right.
And the gates of God represent, and what cancer represents, right, in the mythology about the opening of the gates?
Of the gates. Blessings, blessings.
Blessings, blessings.
Blessings. So let me continue. Record-breaking heat wave sees Western Southern United States. So this heat wave is the one that was in Africa. A heat wave that has scorched the Middle East, all Moorish territories, y'all, Northern Africa, and Europe has spread to the United States, where Americans are being warned to keep their air conditioners on and drink plenty of water. Dangerous levels of heat were in the forecast for the southern and western regions of the U.S., according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. The world just sweltered through as hot as June in the 174-year global climate record. Additionally, Earth's ocean surface temperature anomaly which indicates how much warmer or cooler temperatures are from the long-term average, or the highest ever recorded, according to scientists from NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information. I promise y'all, we bringing the sound effects back. Go ahead, Blue.
They said that the water in Florida was 97 degrees in the ocean.
I've been following your information and your nuggets, bro. That's crazy.
Bro.
No wonder Shorty, the Little Mermaid, got out right in time. Got out right in time. God damn it. That Halle Berry. That Halle Berry. She got out right in time. Nigga, that shit is a fish boil. You just go in there with a plastic bag and scoop the, you know how they be throwing in fish nets? You could just scoop plastic bags with the fucking with the liquid butter, and you got some meals. You just gotta fry the potatoes. You gotta steam the potatoes and the broccoli.
Potatoes.
Yeah, you got you some meals. Niggas could go on boat cruises and eat like the Dominicans while they on the cruise. They could just throw their bonnets overboard and catch a mad seafood boil. All the Alaskan crabs that went missing is out there, y'all. So you could get a $40 Royal Caribbean cruise. You know, that's a Uber. That's a wet Uber. That's a hood cruise right there. A little 7 days. Go head up the Caymans. You know what I'm saying? And then you get seafood boil because the whole water, the whole fucking ocean is on fire.
Fire.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let me share something with you about the mystical aspect of sandstorms. Might I?
Yeah. Let's get it.
After conducting some research, I found that African sandstorms can indeed play a role in Europe's heat waves, both mystically and scientifically. From a scientific perspective, African sandstorms could transport large amounts of dust particles into the atmosphere. These dust particles can travel long distances carried by winds and eventually reach Europe. When these dust particles enter the atmosphere, they can scatter sunlight and absorb heat, leading to an increase in temperatures in the region where they settle. Furthermore, African sandstorms can also contribute to the formation of high pressure systems, which can result in stagnant air and reduced cloud cover. This lack of cloud cover allows more sunlight to reach the surface, intensifying the heat wave. On the mystical side, some believe that African sandstorms have a spiritual or supernatural influence on weather patterns. While there is no scientific evidence to support these claims, many cultures have long held beliefs that natural phenomena such as sandstorms can have mystical effects on the environment. So my theory as well is that the sandstorms are like Dune. Right. And the sandstorms are carrying over all of the things that the people who are leaving their regions need in forms of, you know, all things, microbiome, particles of gold dust, spirit.
I seen a video of the sandstorm crossing the ocean and heading to the, I mean, the shit looked crazy.
Fam, them Africans is bringing all of that shit over with them. That's the Africans. They can't bring the sandstorms on those boats that they go across. So for all of the Africans that are sacrificing and falling into the Mediterranean and sacrificing that, you know, they're feeding that ocean.
Right. All right. So I mean, be descriptive, you know, because you're talking to me, but talk, you know, the audience might not know what you speak.
Right. So there's a crisis taking place right now, coming out of.
When they migrate, when they migrate
the migrants from
North Africa and they go through the Straits of Gibraltar or the Pillars of
Hercules, right? They're following the same patterns of the Moors. In the ritualistic term, they're following the same trajectory. They're following the same GPS. They're going through the same funnel that the Moors had were known to go through when they entered into Europe. Now, this funnel, fast forward to now, is corrupt, right? There's a lot of underworld rat line things going on. The Wagner Group is over there. There are when they toppled the government of Gaddafi, we're talking about the Barbary Coast that goes back to the Moors as well. And then we're talking about the Barbary Coast. Then we're talking about Algeria, Tunisia, Tunis, Morocco, right? But they have Libya, which is under control of, you know, that it would be the equivalent of a Wagner Group, mercenaries, criminals, war criminals. And slavery is taking place and smuggling, similar to what you see with the cartels in Mexico on that side of the border. And on the trips over, because the smuggling and this quote unquote human trafficking is taking place, it's not like they're pulling up in Royal Caribbean cruise liners and whatnot. They're taking people over on faulty boats and they're packing it to a brim because it's a racket. So they're smuggling and they're transporting human beings, and it's enter at your own risk. And then they're also doing organ harvesting. They're also kidnapping people and doing ransoms and stuff, you know, things of that nature. It's real underground, real crooked over there. But a lot of people are losing their lives on the seas. Mm-hmm. So the mystical Africans who are making it over to Europe and are setting up shop, it is to my understanding that these sand storms and whatnot, this is very spiritual. This has been going on since the days of the Moors. Nothing new. And of course, they're going to give it its scientific terms and, you know, give it some new lexicon and try to define it and put it in the realm of science. Mm-hmm. Like they always do. So, you know, a grid collapse will make a heat wave far deadlier. So they're sending out warning signals about what's going on in America because of this unprecedented heat for this summer in particular. Okay. Consider this nightmare scenario. 4 days now, temperatures have soared past 110 degrees. Those able to stay home are cranking their air conditioning. Remember, black people 90% unemployed right now. Niggas is home. Those able to stay home are cranking their air conditioning.
Say it in this correct manner, because somebody listening to you might really wrong with what you just said. There's 90% the
report that came out.
Report that came
out
of the recent people who are unemployed. Of those, 90% are melanated people. That's more so what you were saying. Just said 90% of melanated people is unemployed. That's what it sounded like you said.
Right. So let me correct that. The recent report that came out said 90% of the most recent freshly fired batch of people, 90% of them happen to be melanated. So I'm under the impression that there's more of us home cranking up those air conditioners and pulling on that grid as this summer, you know, puts people in the oven. And it's not, you know, and they're not just going to be outside if they don't have to. So even at night, the sweltering is relentless thanks to the urban heat island effect. The concrete and brick of this metropolis absorbs the sun's energy during the day and releases it throughout the evening. Have you heard that term thrown around a lot?
What's that?
The urban heat island effect.
Absolutely not. But no, I'm not going to say that. No, I haven't.
Okay. I've seen it a few times recently. They're basically talking about when the concrete is trapping the heat. Now they termed it the urban heat island effect.
That's dope.
That shit with the heat rising off of the concrete, and then you come to find out that it streams and lakes underneath it.
Right. So it's bacon. It's yeah. So
It's like a pie, bro. It's like a pot pie.
like a pot pie. You know, hence the fact that New York is
Right?
freaking those big cities. They got the weight on it. If the concrete is getting compromised by the heat, and then they got the water precipitation underneath it, more than likely is breaking it up. So they saying that the city, those big cities, are sinking. You feel
Right.
me? And that's probably mainly the reason. Because
So,
also, just real quick to interject, what they had told me about New York, they like, yeah, it's the fact that the air is so thick and stifling there because of the smoke from Canada as well, is compounding with that. So the
right.
air quality is bad. The humidity is what's making it so uncomfortable.
Right.
Is the air as well. It's the quality of the air that's really the caveat.
Being compromised.
Yeah, unlike, you know, anything that people have kind of experienced.
Right. Right. I heard the same thing.
And let's not even
I
talk
heard the
about the
same thing.
trajectory of what they're saying, you know, for the forest burning season in Canada, and how it was, you know, so unprecedented, you know, the amount early in the game, because their season hasn't even officially started yet. So,
Man,
yeah,
the amount of land that burned over there is crazy.
it's a lot going on.
That's a lot. So they're basically just saying that the grid might fail, snatching away the AC and staving off mass heat illness. And then, all right, so there is no release, there is no relief. And then suddenly there's disaster, the grid fails. Snatching away the AC, the staving off mass heat illness. If this scenario were to unfold across Phoenix, according to a recent paper, half of the city's 1.6 million people would need medical attention. More than 13,000 would die. With climate change, then, won't living in a place like Phoenix get even more precarious? After all, the hotter it gets, the more people have to run their AC, adding even more stress to the grid. Well, there's a reason the United States hasn't seen such an extreme mass mortality event. For all its faults, the electric grid is surprisingly resilient to heat emergencies. And yet, heat is already a hidden disaster. Statistically, it causes more deaths each year than any other weather-related event.
Wow.
Wow, I did not know that.
I mean, I remember catching the reports about them heat waves in Europe that was bodying people. You know, I was reporting on that.
Fam.
But
But remember The Shining with Jack Nicholson? I thought more people was freezing to death. Like the homeless and all. Nah, remember The Shining? Bro, I would freeze to death before I think I would melt.
yeah, but that's you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The
There's
planet
some people that can't rock with that sun
like
for real, for real.
that.
Shit.
When those elements, you know, they turn up and get different, and then people are just not compatible, you know, for that.
Right. Imagine a world where
No, I
with
mean,
no AC. You
they just
see these
made it plain.
numbers,
They just made it plain. No AC
right?
changes everything.
The numbers is crazy. And that's with central air in most of these places, because they hiding behind, they hopping out the car right into their cottage and whatnot out there in Europe places. So imagine if the whole shit just went down. Did a black man invent an AC? I need to get in a time machine and talk to him, huh? Did a black man invent the AC? Black people, yo, black people were so, yo, they were such the help. When you look at the inventors list, though, it was a lot of stuff to help Pecker Woods and they Pecker Woodness back then.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Elevators and shit,
provided
huh?
services. They provided
Yeah, they
services.
provided services.
So they seen where the gaps was at. They got in it and provided a service that couldn't be denied. You can't even overlook. You would overlook their quote unquote, you know, their spacesuit and be like, yeah, nigga, I need that.
Hell yeah.
In front of you for that. Let me get a toilet. Yeah.
Let me get that run that. They was the app developers of their day.
Let's go.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not gonna be on here long. I still gotta make some moves through the evening.
So I just find it so ironic that all of these places that have these heat waves, you know, they're all significantly tied to one another.
That's why we have you to tie them together and tell the story, you know,
man.
Create a modern mythology out of something that's actually tangibly supported by fact. How about that? You know what I'm saying?
The second heat wave is heat wave Zinnia in Sevilla. Zinnia Sevilla, right there in Seville, Spain. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We're going to need you to explain to us what Seville, Spain is, how it ties in, you know, to the overall narrative, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of what's coming up. So
Saharan dust blowing across the Atlantic could reach South Florida. Yeah, I'm going to end it right there. You know, it's a lot going on, y'all. We could be here all night, but look. A lot of this research is going to show up. This is, you know, it's going to show up on Tuesday. It will show up in this lecture that we're going to be delivering to y'all coming up next Tuesday, 777 on the 25th at 7 p.m. Let me show you the flyer real quick. It's going to be red and blue on Zoom. All right. Dog Days Decoded, American Gods number 7. And again, this is going to be
next Tuesday on the 25th. It's the anniversary, 3-year anniversary. Me and A. Rashid did a lecture called Dark Matter Timing.
DMT, Dark Matter Timing.
On 7/25 of 2020, we opened up Atlanta with that lecture. There was nothing really moving and shaking in terms of large gatherings. That was our standing in defiance of the mandates and the regulations and all of the hysteria that was being spread. We said, the God's going to demonstrate. We're going to show you that we could congregate 100+, you know, in the building and nobody walk out with that thing that they was advertising and saying people had. You know what I mean? We showed how faith can override any program.
You most definitely did, bro.
And we stood on business. And we delivered, you know, an amazing presentation, me and the brother. And again, it's also the 1-year anniversary of the incident in Canada, right? Where the four chiefs on stage removed Pope Francis's headdress and adorned him with the big chief headdress. And it is of my understanding, you know, on a day at a time, you know what I'm saying? When you speak about the landmass of America, you speak of a Mexum and that Mayan energy, you know, this whole land is referred to as Wakan and the spirit of the land is Wakanda, you know? Yeah. So when something like that takes place all the way in the north, it's still connected to energy that's resonating on the south. So during a day out of time, that's the time that anything can happen unexpected. It's the zero point. And I feel that they collapsed a paradigm, you know, with that ritual, you know what I'm saying? Because that's his ori, that's his head. The Pope is connected to, he is considered the Godhead on the planet. So he's connected to his, you know, he connected to his God via his head. You know, that is the most holy sanctified place allegedly on his body. So for them to disrupt that connection and that frequency, and for them to put a war bonnet on it, that's what the war bonnet. You feel me? Or the eagle feathers, if you will. That's specifically what it is. The chiefs with the eagle feathers decapitated the Pope, and he had to leave there in a wheelchair. And he ain't been walking the same since. Feel me?
Right.
This took place in Canada when he went to apologize on the behalf of himself, because the church said you can't apologize on our behalf. You don't have the authority to supersede and outstep your authority to apologize for us. We make no apology, because that opened them up to legal litigation and civil litigation. So he apologized on his behalf to the indigenous tribes in Canada for the scandal that had racked Canada, dealing with the hundreds, if not thousands, of their children, same children that were killed in the missionaries, in the mission schools, and abused and put on rat lines. And I'm sure the same thing that we see in Sounds of Freedom was happening to these children, you know what I'm saying, over there, as well as many other places on the planet that we could speak of. Any place people have occupied, they upended the child populations of those area, you know what I'm saying, with their degeneracy.
Mm-hmm. I was going to add the Queen Elizabeth lawsuit about the Indians' children. Yes. In Canada, where there was a lawsuit on Queen Elizabeth, and it alleged that she showed up to one of these boarding schools and went to lunch with a group of children and came back without the children. And when asked what happened to the children, she replied, "What children?" And the family, they've been looking for justice. The whole city was in uproar as a result of that. That was one of the, that they said that that was the straw that broke the back. That was like that Emmett Till situation out there. It's something that they can't sweep under the rug because it's like their Emmett Till story. You know, it's not conspiratory. It's a fact. You feel me? It's a known fact. Like, everybody out there knows about that. So they, yeah, they're man.
So yeah, once again, the people have no idea who they're dealing with and how far up this stuff goes. You know, the rat line goes all the way to the top. So again, it's a good movie, it's cute, you know what I'm saying? But be aware of control opposition, and you know, think all the way to the top. Don't think big, don't think small with this. Right? Think big.
Right.
She go all the way up to the crown, and her dirty ass children, they're still out there gallivanting. Is that the word? Gallivanting. Carrying on.
You know, our birthday twin is out there going brazy. He just released. Yeah, he just released. He stepped in alignment with Elon Musk, with Elon Musk releasing the thing about the universe.
Yeah, the XAI.
Yeah, well, Charles released basically the corporate rules for space, for universe
exploration.
He released a charter, right? He released a charter, yeah.
I gotta go check this out.
No, show up on Tuesday and you could check it out because it'll be in a lecture. You feel me? Show up on Tuesday. As a matter of fact, here's the logo right here. I'm going to show you. It's on the flyer. The logo on the flyer is right here. This is what Charles launched. You see right there over, it says Astra. Right where dog days is above that.
Yeah, I see it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Astra. Yeah, that's Prince, the Astra chart, Carter, like Magna Carta.
Yep.
So this is Astra Carta.
Yeah.
So they have the Magna Carta. So Astra Carta is for space.
Yeah.
He ain't waste no time.
This weekend, I got the breakdown on the Magna Carta again and the refresher on that. So I'm definitely going to go see what the Astra Card is about.
The Magna Carta document or the album?
Document.
The original document. Oh, you, okay. Beautiful. Yeah, press that.
Yeah.
Press that.
So look, shout out to Urban X. They just surpassed their
fourth episode. They hit it. Right. Shout out to the legends. Dot,
Malcolm, and the whole family, Mama Dot, and everybody over there making it happen.
Big things are going.
What an amazing.
That's huge.
Before this, before I jumped on, I was listening to Cambada and Brother Rich. Must listen.
I tapped into that. That was a must listen. Yeah.
She was going in.
Yeah.
Family, ShastaMedicine.com. That's where you can find information and tickets for our next retreat to Mount Shasta Labor Day weekend, 23. All right. And I have one going also to Sedona. And this will be during the end of September. And that is Rasaki Healing. Let me spell it out for you. If you could type this for me, good brother.
Yep.
Hold on. Okay, 1 second.
Got you, brother.
Yeah, RASEKHI healing.com. All right. And that's for the Sedona trip, family. The Sedona trip is also going to be inclusive of Reiki certification. So you can come and get your certification in Reiki as well on this trip. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be hitting the trails. We're going to be hitting the vortex points. You know what I'm saying? We're going to run through the town. We're going to open some portals. We're going to walk through some portals. We're going to do what needs to be done. To make sure that our ancestors, you know what I'm saying, are thoroughly pleased with our presence, and the attendees, that you are thoroughly pleased with your experience. So yeah, tap into that. Feel me? People said that they wanted it. It's here. Let's go. Let's get it. I'm gonna see you in Shasta in Sedona.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. So y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. Blue got the retreats. You know what I mean? He got the meetups. He got the healing. And he also has the certification and, you know, the skill sets. So take full advantage, because it ain't going to be there forever. You dig? Somebody had asked earlier if KTL is on Rumble. And we are not. We're not on Rumble as of yet.
Yeah, right.
We would be willing to pay somebody to assist us with transferring our files to Rumble. You feel me? If there's somebody out there that wants to tap into a gig and get paid for their services, then we have the gig. We have the offer available for anyone who qualifies, that is, to come forward and be a, you know, and come and do that for us. You know what I mean? You know, so.
Yeah, tap in.
Yep, tap right. in with us. We're here for that.
Yeah. Thank you, family.
All right.
Peace, love, and light. And I'm going to see y'all on Tuesday. Probably tap back yes, in sir. Thursday as well. But see you Tuesday at the spot, y'all. Peace.
Yes. Peace, my brother. All right. And we'll be doing more Instagram stuff, and I'll upload it to YouTube, so you'll get to tap in as we build up. Yeah. All right. Peace, bro.
As we build up. Y'all check out the YouTube we did earlier. It was fire. 2 hours of heat. Peace.
Oh no! I uploaded that. That's already on YouTube. Check out what we did. That was a warm up to where we at tonight. And but definitely come and get your tickets. Like I said, we got early bird specials for tonight only. You could get your tickets at $60 only for tonight at KTL University. The link is in the bio. Early bird tickets up after that is going up to $77, and it will remain there until the day of the event, and that's next Tuesday on 777. I shit you not. I promise you, I'm going all the way in my bag. I'm going upstairs with it. I'm just giving what I showed y'all tonight is just my study notes. You know what I'm saying? That's just study notes and whatnot. That's not even, you know, that's not the full meal. That's not the entree. That was really, you know, that's hors d'oeuvres. You know what I'm talking about? That's hors d'oeuvres. So tap in with us. You know what I mean? Red and Blue, American God 7. This shit is a movie. I promise you. Yeah, that part. So we're going to get out of here. Red Opals. Make sure y'all go and stream this. Going, like they say, go and scream this. You know what I mean? This is on all streaming networks. I don't care, whatever you is. I don't know if it's on SoundCloud, but it's, if you pay for a streaming network, and it's on all of that. Tidal, Spotify. It's called Red Opals, and the artist's name is Red Pillar. Okay? And it sounds crispier on the streaming. We got it mastered and everything, so it sounds real good. The shit sounds crazy in your whip. Put it on repeat and whatnot. Let me take down this website. Right here. Let me show you. Let me take this scrolling thing. Boom. Red Opals. Go and stream the album. Not the album. Go and stream the single. You know what I mean? It's the one of the songs of the summer right there. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, without any further ado, we out of here. We will see you Third Eye Thursdays. Peace.
Up in the Dumbo, smoking a gumbo. Few blocks before green, yeah, up in the jungle. Coke in the bundles, it's history in the making. I'm popping like fish to the grease in the bacon. My bitch is Jamaican. United we stand, dividing these bands. They hide in their hands, I'm riding in vans. Slide through your land, hopping the sprinters. Tour of the underworld, popping the Minta. Land of the turtles, I'm popping that splinter. Watching the snowfall, dropping the winter. Dodging the pitfalls, watching this bitch fall. And I still manage like Rich Paul. The paper was calling, I had to go switch calls. I spoke to my twin, I told my young boys I'd never be broken again. Invoking the gins, spitting the spirits, I'm soaking the gin. Your man's in the woods, we smoking on him. Fuck do you mean? We upping and squeeze, tuck it and leave, we leaving a stain. Fuck a Febreze, running the banks, causing a crashing. Feather the feds, Moorish the fashion. Whores we was smashing, kicking the door. Waving for force, it was blasting. Mother the gassing, loving the passion. Eat on your food, the brother was fast. The weapon it formed. Up in the Dumbo, smoking a gumbo. Few blocks before green, yeah, up in the jungle. Coke in the bundles, it's history in the making. I'm popping like fish to the grease in the bacon. My bitch is Jamaican. United we stand, dividing these bands. They hide in their hands, I'm riding in vans. Slide through your land, hopping the sprinters. Tour of the underworld, popping the Minta. Land of the turtles, I'm popping that splinter. Watching the snowfall, dropping the winter. Dodging the pitfalls, watching this bitch fall. And I still manage like Rich Paul. The paper was calling, I had to go switch calls. I spoke to my twin, I told my young boys I'd never be broken again. Invoking the gins, spitting the spirits, I'm soaking the gin. Your man's in the woods, we smoking on him. Fuck do you mean? We upping and squeeze, tuck it and leave, we leaving a stain. Fuck a Febreze, running the banks, causing a crashing. Feather the feds, Moorish the fashion. Whores we was smashing, kicking the door. Waving for force, it was blasting. Mother the gassing, loving the passion. Eat on your food, the brother was fasting. The weapon it formed against me was me. Perfected the storm, it's Bentley receipts. Washing the binges, we rinse and repeat. Sanctuary of self, I'm centered on me. Red is the pillar, I'm pushing the peace. Higher the level, I'm pushing the keys. They going for 19. The summer is mine, I'm going for 19. Thunder and lightning flooded a bright lane. The hunger was biting, hunger was biting, biting. This bitch fall. Up in the Dumbo, smoking a gumbo. Few blocks before green, yeah, up in the jungle. Coke in the bundles, it's history in the making. I'm popping like fish to the grease in the bacon. My bitch is Jamaican. United we stand, dividing these bands. They hide in their hands, I'm riding in vans. Slide through your land, hopping the sprinters. Tour of the underworld, popping the Minta. Land of the turtles, I'm popping that splinter. Watching the snowfall, dropping the winter. Dodging the pitfalls, watching this bitch fall. And I still manage like Rich Paul. The paper was calling, I had to go switch calls. I spoke to my twin, I told my young boys I'd never be broken again. Invoking the gins, spitting the spirits, I'm soaking the gin. Your man's in the woods, we smoking on him. Fuck do you mean? We upping and squeeze, tuck it and leave, we leaving a stain. Fuck a Febreze, running the banks, causing a crashing. Feather the feds, Moorish the fashion. Whores we was smashing, kicking the door. Waving for force, it was blasting. Mother the gassing, loving the passion. Eat on your food, the brother was fasting. The weapon it formed against me was me. Perfected the storm as Bentley receipts. Washing the binges, we rinse and repeat. Sanctuary of self, I'm centered on me. Red is the pillar, I'm pushing the peace. Higher the level, I'm pushing the keys. They going for 19. The summer is mine, I'm going for 19. Thunder and lightning flooded the bright lane. The hunger was biting, hunger was biting, biting.